Erechin Perakei Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah continues with examples of chilukim between Nedorim and Erechin. Ha'imer Erkoi Shoploini Olai. Here it's the previous cases we had Erki Olai. He's giving his own Erech, or Chatzi, or Domai Olai. Here he's giving of somebody else. If he gives of somebody else, Meis Hanoide VeHanidor Yitnu Yoshim. And we went through this before. There's really no chiddush over here. The fact that there has to be a hamod of harocha bedin of the noider and the nidor we explained in Mishnah Beis, and the fact that yitnu ayoshim, even though the choiv is not a milva bishtar, we explained also in Mishnah Beis. The reason why the Mishnah says this is only in contrast to the sefer where there is a chiddush. Domov shol ploini olai. He's giving the value of ploini, so he has to give however much yen it would be worth on the slave market. Meis ha-noider, yitnu ha-yoshim. If the noider dies, yitnu ha-yoshim, there he's chayiv. Because the only halacha that we had in Mishnah Beis, that if the person can't be shatzed up, so then we say that the das ha-noider would be not to give something vague. If he can't be shatzed up, then he's not chayiv at all. It's only where meis, the person has to be shatzed up. That's the nidor. Meis ha-noider, there's no reason why the yoshim should be chayiv. Kifi, whatever it was worth, that's how much the chiv was chal. So the chiv carries over to the yoshim, the way we explained the ratio. Meis hanidor, lo yitnu ayoshim. This already is an echo of what we said in Mishnah Beis, because over there the das hanoid is not to give when it can't be defined, and ein dovim lemeisim, so therefore there won't be a chiv. Mishnah Hei, shor ze oilo, bay ze korbon. Agav, learning the din of giving the value of a person, and the person died before they could be shot stop, and the middle of the din legabi the chiv changes, the Mishnah brings in agav, the same type of idea, where a person says, this shor should be an oilo, this house should be a korban. Meis ha-shor, the shor died, the over here means or, nofal abayis, so the value can't be shot stop. But it doesn't make a difference, because he never was neider the dollar and cents value. He was neider the shor itself. The shor died. Finished. The bias fell down. Finished. So mele eni chayv l'shalom. However, d'mei shor ze olai oilo. Oy d'mei bias ze olai korban. It's a little bit hard to read the words over here. The wording in the Mishnah, the way it's brought in the Gemara, is shor ze olai oilo. Sounds like he's being magdish the behemoth. So now the behemoth died. Finished. That's the same thing as the ratio. So the Gemara explains the Kavona, and the Mishnah in front of us, that's actually the Gizah, and not just the Pshat, is that he's not being Magdish the Behemoth for an Oilo, he's being Magdish the Domim, but not Stam is giving money to Bet Kabbai, it's a regular donation. He's being Magdish the money with Kiddushas Gavoya that it has to be used to buy a carbon. That means, let's say the value of this shor is $100. He's not being Magdish the Behemoth itself. He's being magdish the dollar and cents value, $100 of this shor, and the money is to has kedusha oil, is nitvas in it, and he'll bring an oil that's worth $100. Or to may buy ze olai korban, he'll use the value of the house, and even though the word is korban over here, pashas it means lebedika bayis, and either one of them may sashom and ofla bayis, so they're not here anymore. So then the halach is chayv l'shalom. Why? Let's go back to what we had in Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Dalud. That when we're dealing with the value of a person, so if the person died, there's no way to shatz up his value, and ain't domim lemeisim, therefore the das hanoide clearly is only when you're able to make a shatz, only when you're able to make a shuma on the person while he's still alive. Mashenkin over here by the shore, the house that fell in, it has a certain amount of value. A gestorben ashore, the nevelas here, it's worth something. The house that fell in, the rocks, the property, it's worth something. It's not worth the full amount. So you'll make the shuma kefi this lower amount, and on that, that's how much he'll be chayv. Now, the way we just explained the Mishnah is the ratio, is he said, shor ze oilo, he was magdish the shor itself, or he was magdish the bayis, the bedika bayis. It wasn't magdish the value. And there's a very fundamental chilik over here. It's what's called neder and nedoven, korbonois. There's two types of chiyuvim. One is where a person says, shor ze oilo. He's not mechuyiv on a personal level. He made this shor into an oilo. And the shor is an oilo. If the shor dies, so it's obviously not going to be an oilo. It's a behemoth of kachim that died. He's not mechuyiv. Where a person says, Hare olai lohavi oilo. See, he's committing a personal chiv, even then if he's magdish a specific behemoth. But if the behemoth dies, he's still mechuyev to the olai, he's mechuyev to bring another one. When a person says shor zeh, he's not being mechayev himself, he's being magdish this one. It's a nedava. In the Sefer, when he says demei shor zeh olai, so he's not talking about the shor, this specific one, he's talking about the value. Value, he's not talking about specific coins, he's talking about am mechuyev value. That's clearly clearly committing himself to be a mechuyev in a certain dollar and cents amount. So therefore, he's mechuyev that amount, even if meis hashav and ofel abayis. That's l'chor the pshat. This is what comes out from the Rambam and from the Rav. Be possible to explain, this is what it says in the Tosis Yom Tov, that the chiluk between the Reish and the Sefer, both cases are by domim. But throughout the way we explained that the girsa and the Sefer is not demei shor zeh. The girsa that the Gemara had was shor zeh olai olo. We made nukimta, we said that the pshat is demei, the way we have a girsa by us. But if it's not the girsa, you can read, and this is the way the Tosis Yom Tov brings b'shem the Tosis, is that both the Reish and the Sefer are talking about a dollar and cents amount. In the ratio, he said zeh. In the second case, in the sefer, he said olai. Olai is always a commitment. It's a neder. In the ratio of zeh, it's a nedava, and that's why in the ratio is not mechuyev. In the sefer, he will be mechuyev.